Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. I know it's a big hang-up. You want a meal prep, but you dread the cleanup that comes along with it. So let's talk about it. I want to share some of my best hacks as a longtime personal chef for making meal prep cleanup easier and faster. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort? Let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. Welcome back to the Healthy Mama Kitchen podcast. I'm Chris Dovniak, founder of Healthy Mama Chris. I'm a trained chef, but most importantly, I am a busy mom just like you. I have been meal prepping for over a decade, as well as working as a personal chef for almost 14 years on and off, which is insane to me. But in all of those things, meal prepping, being a busy mom, and personal chefing, I have spent a lot of time meal prepping and cleaning up after my meal prep. And if you see any of my meal prep videos that I do almost every single week over on Instagram, I'm at Healthy Mama Chris over there. If you don't already follow, welcome. Come and hang out with me over there. I share my weekly one-ish hour meal preps pretty much once a week over there. And I oftentimes get asked, well, is it an hour with cleanup too? And no, it's not. It's an hour of just prep time. But my cleanup usually takes me probably about anywhere from 15 minutes to a half an hour. And I will be totally honest with you. My husband helps me with the dishes on meal prep days, but my husband is not there when I work as a personal chef or a private chef, and my husband is not there when he's not there. Many of you know that he goes away for 4 months out of the year. So a lot of times it is me doing this cleanup solo. And so I know that it can take a long time if I am not paying attention and I'm not following these habits that I'm going to share with all of you today. When I am following these habits and when I am making it easier for myself, then cleanup is quick and fast and it's not a big deal. And the payoff is so huge. Having meals or parts of meals prepped and ready for the week for easier meals is so worth a little bit of cleanup. And if you think about it that way, you are doing less cleanup during the week. You're just doing it more after your meal prep. So I think part of it is kind of reframing our mindset around the cleanup that's involved with meal prep and going, okay, well, I only have to do this much cleanup once. But also, developing some good habits around your meal prep to make that cleanup happen faster. And that is what I'm going to share with all of you today. I've got some good hacks, but before I dive into the hacks, I need to remind you that my best-selling Healthy Mama Meal Prep course that has helped hundreds of women over the past 7 years learn to meal prep in a way that's doable, fits with their life, and doesn't take up your entire weekend is on sale for our annual spring sale. Healthy Mama Meal Prep only goes on sale 4 times a year, and it is currently $100 off, making it less than $150. There's also a payment plan if you want to join with the payment plan. And this is exactly what you need to teach you how to make meal prep work for your busy life. The concept is simple and it's different than any other meal prep program out there. It is about learning the 3 different styles of meal prep, choosing the one that works for you, and then hitting the ground running with flexible meal planning, an exact outline on how to plan your prep, where to start with your prep, and exactly how to prep and clean up with efficiency so it doesn't take all day. It's also jam-packed with bonus material, over 150 prep-friendly recipes, and the exclusive Healthy Mama Meal Prep cookbook, a whole bonus guide on freezer prep, my favorite meal prep tools and containers, over 15 cooking demos, and like I said, 150 prep-friendly recipes. There's also a 4-week done-for-you prep plan and a meal prep workbook. There is so much jam-packed into this course. It's everything you need to get started and continue on your meal prep journey. And it's on sale now for $100 off. I just extended the sale through April 28th, and then that's it. It's done until the fall. So if you want to get into a meal prep routine before the kids get out of school so you're in a good routine for spring and for summertime, then let's do it, Mama. It's time to simplify and streamline your meals this spring. So head to healthymamachris.com/meal prep and enter code spring prep all caps at checkout, or you can click the link in the show notes and it'll take you to a direct link. You can check out everything that's in the course and use code spring prep for $100 off the Healthy Mama Meal Prep Master Course. All right, let's dive in to some of my best hacks for making meal prep cleanup faster. Okay, tip number one, and a lot of people hate it when I share this tip, but it's probably the most, no, it is the most important one. And that is, when you are going to meal prep, start with a clean kitchen. Now, it doesn't need to be shiny, spick and span clean, okay? You can do your deep clean after, but I want you to clear off your counters, okay? I don't want you to have anything on your counters, so you have as much room as possible to do your prep, to arrange your prep containers. We'll get to that in a second, but I want you to start with a clean kitchen. Clean out the sink, okay? Wash any dishes that are in the sink. Load the dishwasher. Make sure there's nothing left in the drying rack. Clear off any excess cups and plates and things like that that your kids have left from breakfast or lunch or whatever meals that they've left them out. I know my kids, we're working on it. So start with that clean kitchen. That is the best thing you can do to not only make prep easier because you have a ton of space, but then as you are prepping, you can clean as you go, which is tip number 5 we're going to get to in a second. But starting with a clean kitchen is the first step. As a side note, you also want to make sure that as you're starting with a clean kitchen, that you're taking note of anything that you need, any equipment that you need. If it's dirty, you've got to clean that before you start your meal prep. If you have to stop your meal prep and clean a bowl, or you have to go to the laundry room and get more kitchen towels, make sure you have whatever you need so that your meal prep isn't being interrupted by things that you need. So start with a clean kitchen, but take a glance at your recipes, at your meal prep plan, and everything you need to actually execute that prep. Make sure it's all ready to go so that your prep is that much smoother. Tip number 2, get all of your containers ready to go. I actually have basically an entire cabinet for my meal prep containers at this point because I do so much meal prep for work. And then I have overflow containers when I'm working as a personal chef as well. So I have lots and lots of containers. So I go through all of my containers. And if you're curious about my favorite meal prep containers, I will post the link to my Amazon shop with my favorite meal prep containers, like the Rubbermaid Brilliance containers and the wet containers and the Pyrex containers that I use on the regular that work really well to keep food longer. So I take out all of my containers. So I go through my recipes and I have a general idea in my head of what containers I need. I get them out, I remove any of the lids if the lids aren't removed, and I get them ready to go and ready to pack so I can pack my meal prep containers as I go. If you are just prepping and just leaving things in bowls all over the place, it's going to be a mess. It's going to take up so much space. If you can just get your containers ready and laid out if you have enough space for it and put things in containers as you go, you're going to get all of that out of the way. You can stack any of your bowls that you've used, things like that, bowls, pots, pans in the sink, and those are just out of the way. And then when you're done, all you're doing, and also anything that's warm is cooling off at this time as well. So you can just snap those containers shut at the end, pop them in your fridge, and you can go on with your day. Tip number three, have a scrap bowl and or a garbage can close by to you when you are preparing things like vegetables. So I like to keep my vegetable scraps and use them for broth. I don't do this as much in the spring and the summertime because I don't really have a use for broth in the spring and the summertime, but in the fall and the winter, I am making broth probably every other week. So carrots, celery, onion, anything but cruciferous vegetables and acidic vegetables like bell peppers, I pop in my scrap bowl. It goes in a bag in my freezer and I use them in my homemade broth. In the spring and the summertime, I like to try and compost my scraps. So I have a bowl where I put all of my scraps in and we throw that in the compost. Now we have a very little compost pile. We are still building up, but if you have a bigger compost pile, this is even better because you are, and if you have a garden, you are contributing to the health of your garden too. So either a scrap bowl for putting in the freezer or a scrap bowl for compost, and also a garbage can for any sort of packaging or anything that you need to throw out as you go. The closer they are, as long as it's not directly in your way, the easier it will be to just toss things right away so that you don't end up with a ton of, you know, scraps all over your cutting board or all over your counter. It's also not safe to chop with a crowded cutting board. And this is something I'm not sure people know, but you really don't want to have a crowded cutting board when you're chopping things. This is something that I catch my kids in my cooking classes do. And when I teach adult cooking classes all the time, and I'm like, don't crowd your cutting board, because if the tip of your knife gets caught in something, you can cut yourself. It can slip and it's not a good scene. So you want to clear off your cutting board. So use that scrap bowl and or use a garbage can to make sure that everything is out of the way and you are just generally cleaning up as you go. Tip number four. This might seem kind of silly, but it's a really good tip, I think. If you are making muffins or overnight oats or anything that you're going to be baking, always measure out and prep the dry ingredients before the wet ingredients. Now, typically, you want your wet ingredients in a liquid measuring cup and your dry ingredients in a dry measuring cup. However, you can use dry measuring cups for wet ingredients. You just can't use a liquid measure cup for dry ingredients. If you're doing that, please stop now. That's why your baked goods aren't turning out. It is important. So I will typically use my measuring cups for things like maple syrup in my muffins or coconut oil, whatever it might be. And so I will measure out things like my oats before so that I can use those same measuring cups. If you put the liquid in it first, then any of that dry stuff is going to stick to it. So you measure out the dry stuff first and then measure out the wet so you're not washing those measuring cups in between. I also have a mini hot tip. If you are measuring out any sort of liquid sweeteners, we use a lot of maple syrup and honey as sweeteners in our house, or this works well for molasses if you're using that in a recipe as well. If you need to measure out any sort of oil or melted butter, measure that out in the either liquid measure or the measuring cup first, and then add in the sticky liquid sweeteners because they will slip right out. It'll be so much easier. So this works for sauces, anything. Put the fat in first, whatever the oil or tahini sauce, whatever it might be, in the measuring cup first, and then add the sweeteners after, as long as the measurements line up. Even if you have to do, like, you know, you need a half of a cup of maple syrup and you only need a quarter cup of oil, then just measure 2/4 cups of maple syrup after you measure out the oil. I promise it'll slip out faster. You'll get more of it. It's so much easier. Okay, on to tip number five, the second tip that everyone hates, and that is clean as you go. Now, I am not telling you to deep clean your kitchen 4 times as you are preparing your meals. What I'm talking about is when you are cooking in or prepping in the right order, which we're going to talk about in a second, and you have items cooking, you have a little bit of time in between starting the other item to just clear things off, okay? So you want to go ahead and just get anything off of the counter. So if things haven't made it to the scrap bowl, get them in the scrap bowl, get them in the garbage, any sort of packaging out of the way. Quick wipe down with some cleaning spray. Make sure that everything is clean and sanitized. Any dirty dishes you don't need anymore, go in the sink. So, or the dishwasher. That's your habit. It's just wipe down. It's just like a mini reset in between prep items. This is going to change the game for you. If you feel like there is a disaster in the kitchen at the end of your meal prep, just wipe things down, clear out any scraps, and then into the sink or the dishwasher. This is also an opportunity if you are low on cooking supplies and you need to wash something, you can wash it up then too, so you have it ready to go for the next recipe. This is what I do as a personal chef because I am cooking so many meals in one day, especially if I'm cooking for a large group of people. This last summer was the first time I had ever cooked for a group of 10 people for a full week. And I mean, it went so well, but there were so many dishes. Basically, what I would do is I would wake up in the morning, I would make breakfast. As they were eating breakfast, I would clean up breakfast, and then I would run the dishwasher. And then I would go and I would prep anything I needed to prep for lunch, clean up lunch, because they took lunch with them, clean up lunch, get anything prepped for dinner. At that point, it would be time to clean up and run the dishwasher again for any of that lunch prep and any of the dinner prep. So already, it is like noon, maybe 1 o'clock, and I have already ran the dishwasher twice and done dishes and cleaned up twice. And then I go into dinner service and I do all of my mise en place first, get everything ready to go, do my dinner service, and then it would be dishes and running the dishwasher again at the end of the night. So that is 3 times, sometimes 4 times a day. If I had a lot of prep in the afternoon, then I would. Or if I had like a big appetizer type situation, I would run the dishwasher again before dinner service. So lots of dishwasher. Very thankful that we had a dishwasher and lots of dishes, lots of cleanup. But it was a small kitchen and I was cooking all day. And that was the only way to have the space in order to prepare the food I needed to. And so it really does allow for space. And it's just a habit that you need to get into. Cleaning as you go is a game changer. And I know it feels annoying, but once you get into the habit, it's really not hard.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And tip number 6, this is so important, and I go into this in more detail in my Healthy Mama Meal Prep course, but prepping in the right order is what is going to make your prep happen faster. You want to prep and cook the item that's going to take the longest first. Then you can take the time in between that cooking to clean up and start the next item on your prep list. And then you're going to rinse and repeat. This is going to make your prep so much faster. Cleaning as you go, as well as just making sure you are prepping in the right order. And if you can, prep your vegetables before you prep any meat. Now, if your meat is going to take a while, then you might want to do that first and then prep your veggies as it's cooking. But if you can prep your vegetables before your meat so you can clean up after the meat and then just be done with it, that is really helpful. But if not, that's okay. But it is helpful to do that if you can. When you are cooking in your kitchen, definitely prep the veggies first before the meat. Do your mise en place. That is a French term that roughly translates into everything in its place. I have a whole episode on mise en place. I will link in the show notes because it is so important to make cooking more efficient, not just during meal prep, but during any of your everyday cooking. So if you can, do what you can to get everything prepped and ready before you start cooking. It's going to happen faster. If you can clean as you go, it's going to happen faster. It's all about these little habits that just take the overwhelm out of meal prep and everyday meal preparation. And as a bonus tip, I want to encourage you to prep smarter, not harder, by planning meals with similar ingredients so you can double up your prep. The more separate items you have to prep, the longer and harder your prep is going to be and the more cleanup you're going to have. So if you're planning meals with similar ingredients, for instance, if you have cabbage, red cabbage, for instance, it could be any cabbage, but red cabbage in one recipe, can you choose another recipe with red cabbage in it? I do my best to make this happen in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club weekly meal plans. It's not perfect. You're going to have some separate ingredients, but I try and use up as much of one ingredient as possible. It's why you'll see recipes in the cooking club that both use the same sauce or they both have red cabbage. It's not that I'm not looking for variety in meals. I do a lot of variety week to week, but it's because I don't want you to have as much food waste, and I want prep to be easier. So that's why we do a lot of those double up ingredients and double up recipes where you are using one part of the recipe in more than one meal. So just a bonus tip to prep smarter, not harder. Using the same protein in different meals can be really helpful too, and just batch cooking a protein. This is something I also try to employ in the cooking club a lot because my goal is always to help you make meals happen faster and still be healthy and delicious. So meal prep is one of the best ways that you can do this, and learning how to prep smarter, not harder, is really helpful. Now, this isn't a beginner tip. If you are just starting with meal prep, then you really just want to stick to the essential five. You want to start where you're at and start with just a couple items. Get into that habit. Get into the habits of starting with a clean kitchen, getting your containers ready to go, having that scrap bowl nearby, cleaning as you go, and prepping in the right order. And then you can focus on things like planning your meals so that your prep is even faster. And you will get faster with time, and your cleanup will get faster the more you make this a routine. And I can say this wholeheartedly because I've been doing this for so long and it did not come naturally to me. They don't really teach you this stuff in culinary school. I actually stayed longer in culinary school to do a whole separate extra course on becoming a personal chef. So my degree is actually in culinary management. It's culinary arts and management because I learned how to own my own personal chef business. You know what they don't teach you about? Cleaning as you go and how to they teach you about the business side of things. They teach you how to plan menus, how to budget things. So I have a lot of experience in that, but it's really, you got to figure it out when you get there. And it's taken me a lot of years to get into this routine where I'm really comfortable with how to make meal prep happen faster. So I hope this was helpful. If you have any specific questions, feel free to reach out to me. If you're in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club, that's always the easiest way to reach out to me, in the chat or via DM. I also check my Instagram a few times a day. I'm at Healthy Mama Chris over there as well. So if you have any specific questions, I'm always happy to help you with meal prep because this is what I do, and helping moms make meals easier is, it's what I'm here for. And meal prep is one of those tools that just makes a world of difference. So like I said before, I teach all of this and so much more in so much more detail in my Healthy Mama Meal Prep course. This course, like I said, has helped hundreds of women over 7 years learn to meal prep in a way that's doable. My mind is blown that I was actually pregnant with my youngest daughter when I filmed this course. It's been 7 years and so many women have taken this course, and this has been a game changer for so many moms in making meal prep really work for your busy life. Because for some of us, batch cooking is what we need in order to get meals on the table. And for some of us, it's just an hour a week to get some breakfast ready, some lunch ready, maybe some veggies ready for dinner, just to make meals easier. The goal is not that your entire day or your entire weekend is taken up thinking about meal prep and getting ready for the week. It's about doing just a few things to make your week easier, to create your own convenience. And that's why I talk about more than one style of of meal prep. I teach you my 1 hour meal prep process, which works for most of the women who take the course. I talk about my 5 meal prep essentials, but I also give you lots of opportunities to customize it and make it work for you, because we are all different and we have different lives. And there are way too many one size fits all programs out there that promise you this will be the last meal prep method you need. And it might not be. You might be in a season right now where all you need to do is a little bit of ingredient prep, and things might shift and you might need to do more batch cooking, some sort of a combination prep. So I have all of that there for you because I know that we're all different and we all need something a little bit different. And I want to give you the tools, the cooking demos, and the recipes to do it. So if that sounds like what you need to make meal prep work for you, I promise you it is. It's on sale now for spring for $100 off healthymamachris.com/meal prep. And don't forget to use code SPRINGPREP at checkout. If you are listening to this beyond the week that this comes out, don't worry, I've got you. You can use code PODCAST to get 10% off any of my Healthy Mama courses or Healthy Mama ebooks as well. So you can head to healthymamachris.com/meal prep. Check out the meal prep course over there. And like I said, you can always reach out to me over at Healthy Mama Chris on Instagram or in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club if you have any more specific questions on how to make meal prep work for you, and especially how to make cleanup a little bit faster. I hope you found this helpful. I always aim to make these episodes as practical as possible because I really want you to take some practical, doable tips home with you that you can take into your meal prep this week. So, as always, thank you so much for listening. If you loved this episode and you've been loving this podcast, I would so appreciate a positive rating and review over on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you haven't yet subscribed to this podcast, hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. And that's what I've got for you all today. Until next time, happy prepping.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at Healthy Mama Chris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.